This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, beautiful mamas. I think so many of our struggles as we move through matrescence and motherhood and raising our family and the enormous pressure that we feel to try and control everything in our super busy lives comes from our belief that we can control what happens. And that is where our greatest struggle comes from. The belief that we have any control over anything. We think we're going to have these babies and it will be a certain way. We think we might be able to balance our life a certain way. We think our relationship will go a certain way. We think our body will behave a certain way. We think the world will behave a certain way. And that we may actually have control over that. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about this. Our struggles with control. In my programs, I see mamas really find this difficult. They recognize that their perfectionism or their anxiety or their overachieving or overwhelm comes from this need to try and control everything in a world that is uncontrollable, especially when you have little kids. I mean, yes, we live in a world nowadays where not much is in our control, but bring little ones in there as well. And yeah, we don't get much control over how much sleep we have, what our day looks like, how things will turn out. And that's where we struggle. We feel like we should be able to. Isn't that what all the books tell us? Isn't that what the parenting books say? Follow this formula and you will be able to control the outcome. But it's not the truth. And I think many of us, deep down, are really scared of that. What does it mean we have no control? What does it mean that we can't control the outcome? That's where the fear comes from. What if we follow all of the rules and read all of the books and do all of the right things and our child still gets sick or still gets in trouble or still is in so much pain as they grow? What if we try our hardest and do all the things we were taught we should do and our relationship still doesn't work? What if we try and follow the right health protocols and all the whole foods and organic smoothies we can get, but our body still doesn't feel healthy? I think many of us spend a lot of time trying to control things that are out of our control because the reverse of that is too scary. If I have no control over this, what does that mean? What does it mean? Does it mean it's going to go badly? Does it mean it could go wrong? I think our peace of mind and our ability to slow down and surrender and let go comes from the acceptance that we have very little control over most things in our life. The only thing we can control, mamas, is the way we react. We can control our reaction to what happens. We can control how we react in that moment, how we deal with that news. How we support our friends and family through that moment. We can control how we feel about ourselves. We can control how much we get involved with trying to control everything. In my own life, I've tried very recently to let go of more layers of control. I honestly have no idea where my life is going and what it's doing. And that is a really big statement for someone like me, and maybe you're like me too, who likes to think they know exactly what's about to happen. I have spent my whole life planning, putting goals together, doing spreadsheets, itemizing it all, declaring to the universe, this is what it's going to look like. And I have come to realize that when I do tip into controlling mode, it actually makes things so much harder. I block things. I find it makes more work for myself. Things become so much more difficult. But if I can just surrender and let go, and as the law of attraction teaches us, just follow what feels good, just keep doing what feels good, keep looking after myself, keep trying to keep my reactions to what is happening in my life as positive as they can be, then amazing things start to fall into place. As I've shared on a podcast before, all of the really amazing things that have happened in my life have not come from my control. In fact, they've come despite it. I'm too busy controlling and planning over here with my plan, and then the universe sends me the most amazing things when I'm not even looking. But once I get my grubby fingers in there and try and control it myself, it all goes. So the only thing we can control, especially in this time of our life, in this season of our life, is our reaction. Surrender the idea of what you think it's going to look like, because I promise you, it won't look like that. It might look worse, but it might look so much better. But what you can be certain of is how you react. How do you handle it? And they're the things we can control, mamas. We can have control over our reactions by learning meditation, by learning how to tune into our thoughts, by looking after ourselves, by trying to get more sleep, by turning off social media, by eating the right foods, by surrounding ourselves with positive, loving people, by writing beautiful, compassionate letters to ourselves, reminding ourselves we're doing the best we can, by taking an afternoon off and sitting in the sun, by allowing our adrenal fatigue to heal and allowing our whole nervous system to exhale. That's the only thing we can control. And even though that's scary, it's actually quite liberating as well. So if you want more control in your life, perhaps stop looking at controlling outcomes and other people and situations, and especially how your kids are going to behave today. But instead, look at what you can do to empower yourself in your reactions, come what may. Much love, beautiful mamas. I am currently traveling to the United States as this podcast goes to air for the most amazing nearly 2 weeks, a retreat with a number of mentors that I've been working with all year, one of which I will share with you in a podcast next week, the phenomenal New York Times bestseller and speaker and motivational speaker and mama, Deborah Poneman. And then I'll be going to New York to learn more about matrescence and motherhood and how to normalize, I think is a good word, normalize these conversations around the transformation of a woman in motherhood and how we need to really change our definition of what this is. So I will be sharing more. If you don't already, please follow me along on my social media accounts, Facebook and Instagram, Happy Mama with Amy. Especially over on Instagram, on the stories part of Instagram, I'll be sharing lots of those little insights from traveling, if you're into that, which I am. I love it when other people do that. So if you'd like to follow along, come and follow me on Instagram. Until next week, Sat Nam.